Blog Talk Radio. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, along with my co-pastor, Charlene Cook of No Bounds Ministry in the city of Livermore, California. We are a combined ministry where God is moving by leaps and bounds. And we are glad to come into your homes, into your office space, into your cars, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. And you that has if you have a compliment or if you have something that you would like to add, some topic that you would like to discuss or anything that would be of an important, if this show has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, we would love to hear from you. Now, we have set aside a free number. It's a toll-free number to our listeners out there in digital radio land. That number is 877-598-8654. We will be bringing unto you tonight an A and B selection. So we would just like for you to get you a good, comfortable seat and help to enjoy the Lord with me in song. May God bless you.
Holy, come together, People, we all gotta come together. 'Cause we need the strength, power, and all the feeling. Holy, holy. Holy, we should believe one another, you see, because Jesus left a long time ago, said he would return. He left us a book to believe in, and if we got a lot. Oh, holy, holy. We can conquer hate forever. Believe, holy, holy.
For tonight will be Adam and Eve, rated R. The voice of the Lord has spoken to Eve, and this is what he said. What is this sin you have committed? Have you pondered those thoughts as to what sin had Eve committed that had vexed the Spirit of the Lord? Here is a couple of choices in which to make your selection. Number one, eating a fruit. Number two, kiss the serpent. Number three, sex act. Number four, booty call. We will talk in volume about the unforgiven sin Eve committed in the garden. All right, we're going to go back in time, and to get an understanding of this parable, we will have to go back in time, and we will bring in Adam. Now, we know that the Word of God said Adam was the first man to inhabit the newly created earth, made in the image of God. Now, he had the breath of God in him. the word of God said in Genesis 2 and 7, and was placed in the Garden of Eden, where he was to obey the commands of God. Nobility, the command not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2 and 17. Now he had to work in this paradise. God had created for him a woman, Eve, to help him fulfill the task for which he was created. Adam described his wife as bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Genesis 2 and 23. Saints of God, listeners out there in digital radio land, they were created without sin and lived in innocence. They were a unique relationship between his human creation. Adam was not like the animals. He was given dominion over the rest of the creation that was given to him from the beginning. And he would continue to belong to his seven descendants as long as the earth would last. Now, God talked to Adam in Genesis 1 and 28 and 30. We find that it said, yet in the midst of the close relationship, Adam completely dependent on God. Adam needed God to create a woman for him. Adam needed God to give him food and substance. In Genesis 1 and 29 through 30, he needed God to put him in the Garden of Eden. So God knew that Adam needed a helpmeet. So he gave to Adam Eve. Yes, I did. Repeat number 4, booty call. Now we will talk in volume about the unforgiven sin Eve committed in the Garden of Eden. We find out that after God gave unto Adam a helpmeet, whom was Eve, she had got sidetracked and was tricked by the serpent. So the Bible tells us that along come this serpent and said he was more crafty than any other wild animal. So the serpent told Eve, he promised her, that she would be like God, or gods, depending on the translation. So Eve agreed. Then she bit into the fruit, then gave the fruit to the man. And the Bible said he also ate. And their eyes now open to their nakedness. They feel shame. And so I'm just, putting this in to be kind of comical. Now, there was God out for a stroll. He finds them hiding. And God had asked them, who told you that you was naked? Now, they had been naked all their lives. It wasn't no problem with them being naked before God. But all of a sudden, they became ashamed. Now, I have come to this conclusion that there was man and woman and they was naked in the Garden of Eden, unashamedly, and enjoying sex. And what God brought to me, and you can say what you want, but you know, when God bring you something, sometimes it don't always sound that good, but right is right anyhow. So what God had brought to me, that Adam and Eve had sinned. So God let me know that Adam and Eve had sinned and they had had sexual intercourse. And now that they have done this despicable sin, that there now is a shame, because now there is semen on the both of them. This is human semen. Some call it sperm, but was on them. And they had not washed up. They had not had a bath or even a shower. So presumably, she was now dirty and with and foul odor. Now she has to run for cover because she has been found out through her creator, which is Christ Jesus. Now, the word of God tell us in 1 Samuel 15 and 22 reads like this. It says now, hallelujah. Now, Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to harden than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as in iniquity and adultery, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Now that's exactly what Adam and Eve did, was rejected the command of God. And that was not to eat of the tree of knowledge, because at this point their eyes would be open to know the difference between a differential of good and evil, because they had sinned and they was ashamed, and now their eyes are open to their nakedness. And they feel ashamed. And so the Bible says that they sewed fig leaves into loincloths and tried to hide from God. But you cannot hide from your creator, because God knows all and sees all. So you cannot hide from God no matter how far you try to run. You cannot run from God. Listeners, friends, saints of God, you cannot hide from God, because God sees you. He sees you in right or wrong. God sees you. So Adam began to lay all the guilt on Eve. And he said to God, said, the woman whom you have gave to me to be with me gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate. Now, because of this sin, the serpent is cursed to crawl. Do you hear what I said? I said the serpent is cursed to crawl. What an awesome revelation. The serpent is cursed to crawl on his belly. And there will be a permanent hostility between snake and the person because of this, just this graceful act Eve had committed. She will suffer pain through childbirth. Now, through this sin, hallelujah, we find out that sin end of the world and brought upon the whole of creation of God, judgment, curse. And even after being excluded from the Garden of Eden, Adam still remained Adam. He did not regress into something no better than the animals. Every aspect of man was permeated with that sin and that desire to deny God in thought, in word, and in deed. Now, I hope and pray that tonight's program has been a blessing to you. I would like for you to tune back in next week at Blog Talk Radio with your program, The Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Pastor Janice Ward of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy in the state of California, along with my co-pastor, Charlene Cook of No Bound Ministry in the city of Livermore, California. I would like for you to tune back in. Until then, you go with God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
You know bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who is willing to try? What a shame, such a bad way to live. Oh, who is to blame when we can't stop living? Oh, oh, live. For life, but let's leave everybody, leave my love, the children, oh, for the children, oh, to save the world.